Okay, we are back with you on this Friday night at YSR, the Quicken Loan Studios, and it is so hard to believe that we are closing in on the one-third mark of the baseball season, and right now it is time for us to head out west. We're going to give you an update on the Los Angeles Dodgers and find out where they currently stand. Of course, this past week, big news with Josh Beckett. He throws a no-hitter against the Phillies, the first of his career and only the 24th no-hitter in Dodgers history. Very much looking forward to our next conversation. It is always an honor to visit with the former general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Mr. Fred Clair. Good evening, Fred. It's nice to have you with us.
Alyssa, good to be with you.
Well, what a season it has been for the Dodgers. Let's dissect. Let's break it all down. They have weathered a number of injuries, and they've had to muscle through some defensive woes. Just kind of give us your summation of the Dodgers' season so far.
Well, I think the biggest thing, Alyssa, from my viewpoint, is that the pitching has really come around. The no-hitter that you've mentioned by Josh Beckett was really big for them because he's not the, obviously a very accomplished pitcher, but he's not the guy they're counting on to be one or two. Those roles are filled. But when you see that type of game out of Josh and then the pitching of Clayton Kershaw and Greinke, they're really in just a very, very solid position, and so I think the outlook is very good. San Francisco is having a tremendous season, and that's all on the plus side for them. But I think the Dodger pitching is going to be the key to this race, because pitching is always the key.
Well, Fred, how special was it for Josh Beckett to throw a no-hitter after the injuries and all he's been through, and facing those doubters?
Well, I think looking at it from a historical standpoint, Alyssa, what I noted was that it was the first no-hitter since Hideo Nomo had pitched a no-hitter for the Dodgers in Colorado. I was there that night. That was a very special night.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have all of that information in front of me, but I think it was like 1996.
Uh-huh.
So it just shows what that shows is the rarity, and I was fortunate to be the Dodger general manager during a number of no-hit games. But when you really look at that, and I think you mentioned the number 20-something in the long, long history of the Dodgers, what that really shows is just how rare that accomplishment is. So a tremendous game by Josh, and I know a big boost for the Dodgers, And I think all of that is great to see.
The former general manager and executive vice president of the Los Angeles Dodgers is joining us this evening at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, we're talking about Fred Clair. So you were talking about how impressive the rotation has been, the pitching for the Dodgers. Talk to us about the return of Clayton Kershaw, number 22. What has his return meant?
Well, I think Clayton really, if he's not the best pitcher in the game, he's one, two, or three. When you have that type of dominant pitcher that you have in Clayton, it's just a tremendous boost for a staff. You know that every 4 or 5 days that this guy's going to come out there and he's going to give you a great, great game. But the thing that impresses me about Clayton is not just the quality of the pitching, but the quality of the person. I haven't had the opportunity to get to know Clayton, but all that I see, all that I read, this young man is just an incredible young man who has handled all of the success in the best possible way. And what that really means to me is that he's a pitcher who's not going to be distracted by fame, not going to be distracted by fortune, and he has both of those things certainly now. But is just going to have the enjoyment of the game, always very much involved with his teammates. Clayton Kershaw is just a tremendous individual, and the Dodgers are so fortunate to have him. And the scouting director, Logan White, who's a friend, and I've had Logan at the class that I've taught at Caltech to give his insight to the game and scouting. But he really nailed it absolutely right when he drafted Clayton.
Well, Clayton Kershaw, the highest paid pitcher in baseball history, obviously a very big investment by the Dodgers, but isn't it remarkable just to watch the perspective, as you were talking about, that he has at such a young age?
The things that he's done on the mound, the way that he's handled himself off the mound, the charitable good work that he and his wife have been involved with. This is what you want to see in a pitcher, and it really has to do, Elisa, and that's why I mentioned the scouting director, Logan White. But when you're out and you're scouting pitchers, you're scouting players. You're scouting more than players, more than pitchers. You're scouting really the character of an individual, and that is going to be so important to the success of that player and to your team. The makeup, the character of the player is probably one of the areas that doesn't carry the importance when you read the scouting reports, in my view, that it should, because it really needs to fall at the very top. And Clayton, again, exemplifies all of that.
You know, as a former general manager of the Dodgers, how much does character factor in
It's huge. It's huge. And it's always been critically important. It will always be critically important. In some ways, it may be even more important today. And the reason I say that, Elisa, is that the money is so great. The exposure, the fame is so great. The potential distractions are so great that the character issue becomes even more important than it's ever been. It's always been vital. And I was fortunate to know so many great Dodger players through the years. And even going back to now what would almost be a historic time. But having had the opportunity to know people like Roy Campanella and Jackie Robinson, mm-hmm. and Pee Wee Reese, and Carl Erskine, a friend today, Duke Snider. These were not only great players. It's no wonder that they had so much success. It's no wonder that they found their place into the Hall of Fame, because these people were tremendous individuals, tremendous human beings that it was just such a joy and an honor to have that type of friendship.
Tonight we are shining the spotlight on the Los Angeles Dodgers. We are going one-on-one with the former general manager, the executive VP, and one of the guys we've got to definitely talk about is Yasiel Puig, who has been absolutely fantastic. He's had quite a season, an MVP-caliber season in my estimation. I mean, is he, Fred, the best right fielder in baseball?
Oh, if he's not, I don't know who's ahead of him. He's just one of those extraordinary talents, and all the things that he can do are all the things that the scouts dream about. The power, the speed, the arm, the daring. This young man is just an incredible talent. And the future for him, the ceiling is, I don't know where it is, because he's so young and to have that type of talent. And I saw a stat the other day about the home runs that he's hit in the number of games that he's played for the Dodgers. I don't know exactly what it was, whether in his career now he's played 150 games or whatever. And the only two players, that was interesting, who had hit more home runs in that number of games. And this may have been Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Dodgers, so I don't know quite how to qualify that.
Right.
But the names were Frank Howard and Mike Piazza.
Wow.
And you really think about it. Think about that for a moment, because that really speaks to power hitters. Frank Howard, a huge man. Mike Piazza, an incredibly strong guy. Puig's in that class for home runs. But that's not really Puig's total game. To have that type of power, to have that type of speed, to have that type of athletic ability, running ability, that's off the charts. That you find it hard to find players to compare him to from a talent perspective. He's absolutely off the charts when you grade him on talent.
Well, Yasiel, offensively, you're talking about power hitter, but it is his speed, his athleticism, and I thought manager Don Mattingly said it best, that the way he plays right field, he really stops the running game from first to third. I mean, he really does take care of business defensively, doesn't he?
Well, that's what they're hoping for. I mean, he's prone to errors, as are a lot of young players. And he's prone to errors because he will. His athletic talent is so great that he will occasionally make a mistake that's just out of carelessness. I mean, that's just a fact. I mean, I don't say that as a criticism. So he's gifted. He's just a totally gifted player.
We're going around the horn with Los Angeles Dodgers former general manager and executive vice president Fred Clair. We're going to step aside for commercial break, and we'll be right back with much more.